Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
So even if you ask all the questions within a half second of each other,
Are you on zero?
I'm on minus one, Mick.
Oh, well, then you're
thanks for asking.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Cathal Mullany. On the way, we'll hear from Razi Erasmus on the renewal of rivalries between Ireland and South Africa. And that's where we start as well, as we hear from the Irish camp and Ireland centre Gary Ringrose. He's back in action, having struggled with a shoulder injury for a large part of the season. Ringrose has been reflecting on the season just passed with Leinster, with the province again coming up short in the Champions Cup final and also missing out on a place in the URC decider. Ringrose says that's gone now and that he's fully focused on the pair of tests against the Springboks next month.
Yeah, it's a tough one. There's so much good throughout the year to get to the places we did, and then falling at the last hurdle in Europe and second last in the URC, it's always a bitter pill to swallow, but I guess it kind of motivates you to keep going in some respects and appreciate any opportunity you get to try and win. Even thinking in Ireland and Six Nations and Europe, that you have more losing seasons than winning. So it's just the challenge to keep going and stay motivated and drive on, and I guess appreciate the wins a little bit more.
And that's Gary Ringrose speaking ahead of the first test next week. Well, next to the South Africa camp, and their coach Razi Erasmus has said that Ireland do have the upper hand in the rivalry between the sides. Erasmus was also asked today to react to comments from Simon Zeebo, who said that Erasmus hated Ireland. But speaking at a press conference, Erasmus says Zeebo has been in touch to clarify his remarks.
If there's one team that's certainly got the upper hand, it just shows on paper that since 2016, I never want to make us the underdogs, and we don't want to be the underdogs. But I mean, with the stats is there, we haven't beaten them since 2016. Then just on the Simon Zeebo thing, I mean, he messaged me. People who know Simon Zeebo would know he's a joker. You know, every chance he gets, he makes a joke or a little crack here and there. And I immediately messaged me and says, listen, yeah, that came out totally wrong. They totally didn't understand what I was trying to say. He apologized and said, must he go back on air and rectify it? And I said, no, man, it spiced it up. Let's keep it that way.
And that's Razi Erasmus speaking earlier today. He also confirmed amid speculation that Siya Kolisi will captain South Africa in the upcoming test. The first game is set to take place in Pretoria on Saturday, July the 6th. The second will take place 7 days later in Durban. And finally, Leinster will have former France prop Rabah Salamani as their third non-Irish qualified player next season. The 34-year-old tight end has turned down a coaching position at his current club, Clermont, having agreed a deal to play with Leinster. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget you can subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed for more. We'll be back with more Rugby Daily again tomorrow, but until then, thanks for listening.